Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. First of all, are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
Yes.
And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Aldred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like a state legislator, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote or
Yes.
wait until November to vote in the general elections?
Both.
Definitely vote in primary?
Yes.
Okay. And next, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organization. Here's the first one. Jasmine Simon. How would you rate her? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't have an opinion.
The next one, Roland Gutierrez. Very
I don't
favorable,
have an
somewhat
opinion.
favorable. Planned Parenthood, the organization. How would you rate Planned Parenthood?
Favorable.
Very
Favorable.
favorable or just somewhat?
Very.
Very favorable. The next one, Clay Jenkins. Do you recognize the name?
Yes.
And how would you rate it? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion?
Somewhat favorable.
The next one, Colin Aldred.
Very favorable.
The next one, Victoria Neby Criado. How would you
I
rate?
don't have an
Very
opinion.
favorable. Okay. Ron Kirk. How would you rate Ron Kirk?
Somewhat
Very
favorable.
somewhat. Okay. The next one, Joe Biden.
Somewhat favorable.
Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Very favorable.
And the last one, Nathan Johnson.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you have to choose today?
Ginsburg.
And which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? The first one is local control. The state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and workers' rights. Education. Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not in teacher pay. The next one, abortion. Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedom. The next one, guns. Sensible gun sale laws, recurring red flag mental background checks, and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons. Or the last one, voting rights, restriction on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy. Which is the most important?
Just pick one.
Yeah, I know all are important, but which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Local control, education, abortion,
Gun
guns,
right.
or voting rights?
Gun right.
Guns? Okay, and
Yes.
what is the next most important issue? Local control,
Abortion.
education, abortion. Okay, thank you. And in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One with the most liberal position on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer by running a strong and well-founded campaign that emphasizes democratic values but also appeals to independent and crossover voters with a pro-job, business-friendly message? The first one or the second
Yes,
one?
the second one. Second.
Okay. And next, please rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, in this case, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion. And we're almost done with the survey. We're 50%. Thank you so much for your time. So the first one is Dallas County. Yes, sorry.
I'm sorry, I
Okay, the
didn't hear
first
you
one.
that.
I will read you a brief statement describing one of the candidates for Texas State House. And please tell me if the information leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion, okay? And we're almost done with the survey. Thank you. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is the fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Mayer in November. After hearing that, definitely vote for, probably vote for, or does not impact. Your opinion.
Probably vote for.
Okay. The next one, Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. After hearing that, definitely vote for, probably, or does not impact.
Does not impact.
Okay. The next one, Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedom, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses. After hearing that, definitely vote for, probably, or does not impact your decision.
Probably.
Probably. The next one, Jasmine and her husband have raised their 3 children in the Park Cities. Definitely vote for, probably, or does not impact.
Does not impact.
Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense, problem-solving approach. Definitely vote for, probably, or does not impact.
Probably.
Jasmine Simon put her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. After hearing that, definitely vote for, probably, or does not impact your decision.
Probably.
Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skill as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state obligation to public education. Definitely, probably vote for, or does not impact.
Probably vote for.
Okay, and just a few more. Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reform like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks. Definitely,
probably, or vote.
Does not impact. Probably.
Probably.
And, okay. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. After hearing that, definitely vote for, probably, or does not impact.
Does not impact.
In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. Definitely, probably, or does not impact your decision.
Does not impact.
And last three, Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Definitely, probably vote for, or does not impact.
Probably.
The last two, Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who know the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream. Definitely vote for, probably, or does not impact.
Probably.
And the last one, Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republican extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger. After hearing that, definitely vote for, probably, or does not impact.
Probably vote for.
Thank you. And now, we're basically in the last part of the survey. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, and fully funding public schools and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, Which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I don't know. I would have to do my due diligence and research both of them.
God, great. But just imagine that the elections were held today. Which do you lean toward at this time, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Ginsburg, because I know more about her.
Okay. And next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. So please rate if each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or not matter to you. Five. And we're done. This is the last part. And again, thank you for your time. So the first one is, if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Mayer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she's not able to bring the change Texas needs. After hearing that, definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter. See you.
Does not matter.
And the last four, Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Definitely vote against, probably, or does not matter to you.
Probably.
Probably vote against. And the last three, Liz Ginsburg losing record shows she's not the right Democrat to win HD 108 in 2022 when other Democrats came within 1% of the Republican opponents. Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer, and there is no reason to believe she's a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today. After hearing that, definitely vote against, probably, or does not matter to you.
It does not matter.
Okay, the last two about Jasmine Simon. Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment.
Doesn't matter.
And the last one. Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributes money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power.
Probably vote against.
And after hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, will you vote for if the Democratic primary, if you had to choose today?
Ginsburg.
And lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for? In a few words, which is the most important issue?
Gun control.
Okay. Gun control. Thank you. And just a few questions for classification purposes. And could you please tell me your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
40 to 54.
Thank you. And what was the last grade you completed in school? 1 to 11th grade, high school, college graduate degree, or other?
College graduate.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say progressive.
And which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? African-American or Black, Mexican or Latino heritage, Asian Pacific or other Asian heritage, Arab or Muslim, white or Caucasian, or something else?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you for your help.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.